This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There are days when you love this job, and there are days when stuff like this happens.
Kai, I've been meaning to tell you, hosting a public radio show is not hard. You are easily replaced by me.
That may at some point be true, but not quite yet. And in fact, Google is going after Siri on her home turf, a new personal assistant for the iPhone and Android called Google Now. And it's not just competition for the voice of Apple, but for the future of search as well. Marketplace's Queen of Kim takes it from there.
So, Siri, what do you have to say about Google Now coming to the iPhone?
I don't really have anything to say about Google Now or ever.
You may want to reconsider that. Google Now takes all the data we feed it, our searches, what we buy, where we are, to learn our habits and give us information before we ask for it. I use an iPhone and downloaded Google Now yesterday, but so far, it's not very useful. Just weather and location, and Siri doesn't have your personality.
Here is a map of Big Sur.
If you just started using Google Now, it hasn't learned that much about your habits yet.
Liz Gaines is a senior editor at the tech blog All Things D. She's got an Android and has been using Google's personal assistant app for a while now. It knows a lot about her, like when she's leaving town.
I was taking a United flight, so my boarding pass had been emailed to my Gmail account. And the morning of the flight, it pops up in Google Now with your boarding pass right there.
So this is what's becoming the next frontier in mobile search.
Tony Costa is an analyst at Forrester. He says, right now, search is mostly about asking for information. But the trend is to give it to you before you ask for it. And in this respect, Google Now is way ahead of Apple. Tammy Mattson is a business professor at Santa Clara University.
There is a lot to catch up on if we think about the search capabilities behind a Google Now type feature.
She says while Apple's been focusing on hardware, Google spent more than a decade collecting our data and getting to know us. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.